Tristel is at Carolina. It's very far away. I know you don't know where that is. I actually know because I used to stay in Warrington for a little while. So that's the only reason I know. Stella, how are you doing?
Janine, it's so lovely to talk to you again. I'm doing very good. Thanks.
You must be one of the most productive artists in the whole corona. Seriously, because every now and again I get a brand new song from Stella. So we have a new song to celebrate, but I just want to catch up from the last time we spoke. I mean, besides the movements and the worship leaders and being the hands and feet of Jesus, hey, how did that one go then?
It went so well. It's actually still going on. And we're just quiet about it on the media. But, Feet on the Street is still happening. And there's, I think there's 27 connectors across South Africa that are all going out on missions as God leads them to, of course. And they just go and worship and pray and declare whatever God lays on their hearts. Some have gone to orphanages to go help them with their projects and hand out food and whatever they need. There's been such a variety of things going on. So I'm really encouraged and very excited about what God is still doing through that Feet on the Street mission with Worship South Africa. And we're actually going to start some new things pretty soon, but I will let you know when it's up and happening.
Do you even sleep at night? Because every time I hear you've got something new up your sleeve, and that's besides the fact that you're a business owner and a mommy.
Yeah, luckily I have help. I'm not doing this alone. I would never have been able to do this without a team. And the pace is a bit slower now that business has picked up. But, of course, during all the lockdowns, I haven't been able to move around. And we haven't been – our business, our guest home, hasn't been able to function. So I had much more time on my hands. So maybe that's why all of these things happened.
So I'm wondering about this venue of yours. It's Acorn Guest Farm, isn't it?
Yes, Acorn Guest Farm. Yeah.
And it's also a wedding venue. So now I'm wondering, are you like the wedding planner plus the muso that does the music for the day? Are you like an all-in-one deal going there?
Sometimes. It depends. So it's obviously an extra, but some people don't know that I do music and they just think I'm the venue lady and that's perfect. But some who know ask me to sing at their weddings as well, and then I do all of the above.
Okay, well, let's get to the new song. It is absolutely gorgeous. I adore this new song of yours, Set Our Hearts on You. So what's the reason behind this song? Is it just a new song, or is it a song with a mission like you normally do?
Yeah, I think, Janine, any song is not just a song, especially this one. I can't tell you how much the song stirred in my own spirit. Yeah, I was on a mission with God saying, I want him to, you know, I've known him a really long time, but I want him to reveal his character to me. I'm sure that there's still so much I have to discover about him. You know, the angels go around his throne, have been going around his throne forever, and they keep saying, holy, holy, holy. You know, if we truly see God, then our praises must also continue like that, you know. And, yeah, I just went to scripture, and I read the Passion Translation of John 1. And, I just quoted the scripture just like that, that says, we gaze upon the splendor of his glory, his unfailing love and faithfulness. And John pointed to Jesus when he said, he's the one, set your hearts on him. And when I read that, I felt, wow, this needs to be in a song. Yeah, I just wanted to write a song that's just about God and who he is and something that aligns our hearts with him and with what's on his heart. And I think what's on his heart is that we need to just set our hearts on him because everything we need is found in him. Yeah.
I am wondering, and it's something that's, that karring sua, you know, it doesn't go away. Hmm. That specific picture that you've got there is a Daniel picture, and it's in Revelations about the throne room and about the living beings and about they don't even have words. I mean, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. And they literally throw themselves down, and the 24 elders throw down their thrones, and they can't. They prostrate themselves. They ride down on the ground, the 24 elders. They can't even lift their heads. And I'm thinking, how can we not have something new to see? I mean, the word talks about a gem that turns. Exactly. And as it turns, they see a new facet of him. And once again, here they go again. Holy, holy, holy. And it feels like you can get so jaded so quickly when it comes to God. You know, it's like you get used to the amount of stuff you know about him so far. And I just have this inner yearning for there must be more. How can he be the God of the universe and that beautiful and that awe-inspiring? And how can we get used to it, you know? When's the last time you found out something new or went a little deeper than last time, you know? When was the last time you were wowed by something you actually did not know before? Because I'm...
Yeah.
Mervis and Retief, they almost got this song, Ek wil sien wat die engele sien, as hulle voor u val, as hulle voor u val. I mean, I want to see what they see. And yet, you live life and it doesn't happen that often, does it?
Yeah, Janine, I don't know what the answer is for all of that, but I've found for me the answer is, I need to seek. I need to seek him. Mm-hmm. And when I do, he shows himself, but I think in our busyness, we forget to sit and ask him for something new, to show himself to us in a new way. But I tell you that every time I do remember to, most of the times when I do sit and I ask him and I sit in his word or I sit in worship or whatever I do that he guides me to, then he does reveal something that is worth finding.
I'm just thinking, you know that scripture in Jeremiah, people always quote 29:11 about his good plans for us. But if you just go to 12 and 13, where it talks that those who seek for me with their whole heart, with their whole being, I will be found by them, you know? And you think to yourself, he's invested everything in us. When Jesus was on the cross, to give up your son, to have him go through what Jesus went through, to say yes to that, even if Jesus was the one asking you if he could do that, to go all the way with this relationship the way that he has done, and then we sort of don't, you know? And it's like he rewards those who diligently seek him with all their heart, with another facet of his. But it's a very intentional thing from our side. It literally does not happen on its own to go deeper and to ask for more, is it?
Yeah, I agree fully, Janine. I think there are those people like the Pauls who didn't ask God to reveal himself to them, but then he just does anyway. So there's definitely those cases, but I think for most of us it is exactly what you said. Now, we have to make it a point to get to know him. If you think about your relationship with your husband, I mean, how easy is it for your relationship with your husband to just get very monotonous? Mm. I think any relationship is like that. If you don't go the extra mile and you don't make any effort to make it special, then, you know, it's not going to be that exciting.
I'm just thinking we know this stuff. We know this stuff, but someone needs to remind you again. And that's why I'm so happy that you do a song like this. We set our hearts on you to be reminded once again that remember there's deeper, remember there's more, and to actually literally go. It's like when you put your trust in him, I don't see anything, I don't feel anything, but here's my trust. Here's my faith. I put it in you. And it's an active thing. And thanks for reminding us about that again.
Oh, thank you, Janine. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm very excited.
People still need to connect with you because I see you've already bursting with new news to come that we don't know yet. So we want to be there and miss nothing. FOMO when it comes to Stella. So if we want to connect with you and follow everything that you're up to, where do we go?
Yeah, so I've got two pages people can watch. It's the Stella Musique one. I've got a Facebook page and an Instagram page. They can just follow me there. And then also Worship South Africa. That's where the things with all the worship leaders will be happening. Yeah, so I can tell you. So we're going to start using the platform to release or to just introduce people to all the wonderful worship happening in South Africa. Because I feel people are buying lots of international stuff. And it's not my, I mean, I also buy that and I listen to it and I drink it and it's fantastic. But through Worship South Africa, I discovered so many incredible worshipers who are also fantastic writers and artists. And we just don't know about them because there's no platform for them to release their stuff. It's their little church that knows about them. So, and I think there's something really spectacular about worship from your own country. Because God directs our hearts and puts the words that we need to sing in our mouths and in our hearts. So I think the worship that's from South Africa is also for South Africa and also hopefully for the nations. But yeah, that's what we want. We want people to know about the wonderful worship going on in South Africa from South Africa.
That is very exciting. And I'm hoping that people like producers and studio owners and people like that will also be following with huge excitement what you guys are doing and will maybe also invest in what you're doing and get more official songs out there that we can play on radio stations and that kind of thing as well. That'll be something really exciting if it can flow out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the song. It's called We Set Our Hearts on You. This is by Stella. And I'm hoping that it's going to be an encouragement and an inspiration to you. Maybe you feel blunted and stunted. You know, when it comes to your relationship to God, you just get to some of those places where you just feel all gray and like a marshmallow. And you need someone to just remind you, dive in again, full blast, holding nothing back, and see where God leads you.